Welcome to Regal's Ultimate LiDAR Podcast, where we share all things LiDAR. This series will feature interviews with industry experts from around the world, innovative LiDAR applications, best practices, workflow advice, even exciting news about hardware and software. The podcasts are produced by Regal at their North American headquarters located in Central Florida and uploaded onto the Regal USA website for our newsroom members. On this RightCast episode, I'd like to introduce James Van Rens, Regal USA's Senior Vice President and Strategic Advisor, as he talks about the future of LiDAR. The basis of this presentation was given earlier in April 2020 at the GeoWorld Virtual Conference, where he was a panelist on the keynote address. We hope you enjoy listening. Let's join James as he highlights industry trends, performance optimization, and more.
My name is Jim Van Rens, and I am here today to talk to you about the future of linear LiDAR in the year 2020 from a geospatial perspective. I'm the Senior Vice President with Regal USA. My colleague in developing this talk is Dr. Andreas Ulrich. He's the Chief Technical Officer of Regal. As background, what we want to highlight is the role of photonics in general and LiDAR in particular to the day-to-day management of our lives. This parallels the growth and the importance of geospatial information and mapping and the analytics associated with them to the management of our world. We are taping this in April of 2020. The COVID virus is having a huge impact on the world already. Johns Hopkins developed the now famous dashboard using Esri ArcGIS as a platform so the world could track the spread and demise of the COVID virus on a huge map of the globe. So the geospatial world has changed our world's perspective mightily. So in the backdrop of COVID-19, this will impact LiDAR. From our perspective, in the near term to midterm, we are going to see ongoing and accelerating climate change. We will see the continuation of human migration flows, and the COVID-imposed future budget constraints will yield various changes to our world. There will be an increased demand in change detection and monitoring of all types. There will be special emphasis on coastal and riverine areas due to the progressive erosion and increased frequency of flooding events. There will be continuous monitoring of supply networks such as electricity, gas, and water. These will become even more important going forward. Mapping after local and nationwide natural disasters has grown increasingly important, and this will become even more so. One trend we see in the construction sector is the optimization of that sector through BIM, Building Information Management. We believe that along with the application of LiDAR, the Internet of Things, and virtual reality, the productivity of the construction industry will accelerate, which will be important for all of us. In terms of LiDAR technology expectations, we believe that there's a few key takeaways that we want you to keep in mind. One is the race for higher measurement rates. We refer to that as PRR, pulse repetition rate. And then, of course, the concurrent miniaturization that we've seen in these systems along the way. This will continue until we've reached the limits of Moore's Law. The demand for highly accurate and increased density point cloud data with equidistant point patterns will continue, grow, and increase. This is a requirement for transportation, smart cities, and to be more effective in the management of our world. An interesting example is the impact of rising seas in South Florida, which uses the road network to redistribute seawater. So better mapping is required for the asset managers to handle the changes in our world. There will be impacts on various segments that our customers operate in with our equipment. First that comes to mind is unmanned airborne vehicles. There will be an optimization of sensors and sensor design for mapping from UAV platforms. The reasons are very straightforward. UAVs are lightweight, their position in the sky affords reduced object shading, and then, of course, the high measurement accuracy, high measurement speeds, and distinct multi-target capability produces the level of detail and accuracy the market demands. over the long term, performance accuracy and data quality of surveying systems will replace systems based on low price sensors. The very important airborne segment has been an effective tool for government mapping managers as well as corridor asset managers. The performance in this segment over the years and the growth has been impressive. However, from a technology standpoint, there are a few issues. One of those is resolving range ambiguity. This becomes increasingly difficult for single-channel instruments. So a feasible solution will be the multiple-channel instrument design. This means each channel is operated at today's standards of pulse repetition rates, but with individual-looking directions. As a result, then, we conquer that limitation with resolving range ambiguity. So in this regard, we'll see more specialized laser scanners for specific applications, for example, in power line monitoring. There will be continuing differentiation in systems for different mapping segmentations, such as shoreline mapping and, of course, wide area mapping. These are typically associated with national maps and national mapping efforts. So all of these new designs and differentiations will feature unique scan patterns for minimizing shadowing effects. Demand for highly accurate and dense point cloud data has increased and will continue to do so. This trend in the last few years has shown that scan data with low accuracy and high-ranging noise are of limited use for tasks such as city modeling, change detection, vegetation monitoring. With the challenges of climate change, monitoring of growth rates of large forest areas, as well as discovering illegal tropical deforestation, this will be the domain of linear LiDAR. The impact of some of these trends are moving us towards a more UAV-capable device, and of course, one of those areas or segments is in the bathymetric world. An example of this is the Regal instrument that's called the VQ-840-G. This is an example of one of those new bathymetric mapping systems that will assist in spreading the use of hydrography and bathymetry in order to analyze and sustain our environment, all from a UAV platform. Smaller UAV-based platforms will feature reduced costs, reduced size, and this will lower the capital requirements. Additionally, there are limitations to eye safety from some of the larger, more powerful systems. So different development opportunities for sensors that are lighter in weight and small and flexible will arise and will come to dominate. In the mobile LiDAR segment, the impact we see ahead is that improvements in pose estimation due to progress in global navigation satellite systems will be augmented by 5G location services. Mobile mapping will benefit from this with high-quality data acquisition in challenging urban environments, and this has been a limitation for mobile mapping. There will be further developments in integrating additional sensors to aid in existing engineering applications. There are many other sensor technologies that allow us a deeper view into our world, and LiDAR assists their work in accuracy and location. We can't talk about LiDAR without talking about data management. LiDAR is one of the first examples of big data, and big data gets bigger as always. There will be advances in automation of post-processing from AI for object recognition and classification, and thus will reduce the overall cost of the data. 5G will enhance data movability, and there will be data management through the cloud. So to sum up, in 2012, at a conference, I spoke on mapping in 2020. Many application areas that I cited are the ones that are important to LiDAR mapping today. One of the key statements I made had to do with the impact of LiDAR on the productivity of mapping and surveying, and making the claim that it will have as important an impact as mechanization on agriculture. It has held true. These are some of the aspects and some of the trends that we see for the future. We would like to come back a year from now and check back and see how we did, determine if we were spot on or whether we didn't quite see the future correctly. So I want to thank all of you for joining us today, and I look forward to being with you on another podcast session.
Thanks for your insight, James Van Rens, and thanks for listening. During these strange times the world is going through, it's good to hear that the LiDAR industry is still hard at work to make acquiring, processing, and managing data even better. I'm excited to see where we are a year from now.
Thank you for joining us today. Don't forget, more RightCast recordings are available on the Regal USA newsroom. You can listen to them independently, forward them to your colleagues, or play them at your company's next meeting. You, the Regal users, give us the best stories to tell. We appreciate your suggestions, so please send us your ideas or comments to communications@regalusa.com. And as always, have an ultimate LiDAR day. Until next time, Nikita signing off.